this group is called the Black Orpheus Folk Singers. There are 8 members. In the second bass, we have Mayo Miza and Solomon Zulu. In the first bass, we have Jablani Mazibugo, assistant leader, and Mzilikazi Khumalo, leader. In the second tenor, we have Bushi Mabece and Edkin Morare. And in the first tenor, we have Abia Mahlasi and Tommy Madume. This group has been singing together for just about over a year. And we have felt that traditional African music is neglected by our own people. And we feel that unless something is done about it, this whole genre may die. And that is why we've taken up some of those easily available folk songs, and we have tried to arrange them properly for singing by a TTBB group. And we hope that as we go along, because in our own performances, we sing folk songs from all over the world, but with special emphasis on our own folk songs. But we are hoping that in the not too distant future, we will be able to run full programs comprising only African music, because we feel that folk music has developed in all the other countries, but not in the tip of Africa, Southern Africa. And that is why we are so devoted to the singing of folk music. Geundini is a Xhosa folk song. It is a wedding song. In the song, the lyrics are a girl asking this boy who is taking her for a wife whether he'll look after her. And she refers to him as a no good, a loafer. And in the whole song, the question is, loafer, will you look after me now that you take me away from my parents? Folk song also. It is a song sung by the drunken visitors to the woman Nondedebana, and they are pleading that she should provide more liquor. And as they plead, she comes in to tell them that she is a respectable woman because she was married. And this plea for more liquor goes on and on because the liquor doesn't come.
Mabuse nondedebana, uthola mabuse nangesikotile, uthola mabuse nangesikotile. Mabuse nondedebana, mabuse nondedebana, uthola mabuse nangesikotile, uthola mabuse nangesikotile. Dandendile kwake zindoda, dandendile kwake zindoda. nondedebana
utshola mabuse
nangesikotile
utshola mabuse
nangesikotile
dandendile
nongezintona
dandendile
nongezintona mabuse nondedebana mabuse nondedebana mabuse nondedebana.
This is the witch doctor's song from the Transkei, and it is the witch doctor who sings the lead part. And according to what the witch doctor used to do, he used to come in the morning, and when he came, he used to invoke certain spirits of the ancestors to assist him in his divination. And one of the most important of these ancestral spirits that visited him were called O Nomatotol. So he's out in the cattle fold, and there he sings, invoking these spirits to come. He says, O Nomatotolo Baeza, meaning the spirits of O Nomatotolo are coming. And it heats up and warms up as everybody joins in the echo.
O Nomatotolo, O Nomatotolo, O Nomatotolo Baeza Grusoso,
O Nomatotolo
Baeza Grusoso.
This is a wedding song of the Tswana people, Western Sotho as it is sometimes called, the language that is spoken also in Botswana. And in this song, the young man is appealing to his maternal aunt to assist him, because he says he is out in the rain and is getting drenched. But idiomatically he means that he's out in the cold now that he not yet has a wife. And he knows that if his aunt helped him by talking to the mother and the father and all other relatives, two or three head of cattle would suffice for him to get a wife. So it is a plea, please help me. I need a wife and I need her badly, like a man out in the rain.
Kinelwa kipula,
di le hoti li choru ngonyo wa sala le hoti li pedi le hoti li choru ngonyo wa sala ngonyo
Another Tswana wedding song, and here this young man is charging the cousin, "Where are you, cousin? Why didn't you go along with me to Pretoria to the solemnization of the wedding?" And this is because it was at the time when all weddings were solemnized in Pretoria, and there were no good means of transport, and the only common means of transport was a bicycle, and yet a number of people were afraid of this new contraption, and therefore apparently the cousin hadn't gone along to Pretoria because he or she wasn't quite keen on this new thing. But now this young man tells that he went to Pretoria, and there the wedding certificate was signed and the stamp was put on it. This is a lullaby of the Southern Sotho people, and in this lullaby it is the elder girl in the family who is trying to lull a younger sister or younger brother, and the words that repeat all the time are "Thula Nwaname," hush thee my younger brother or younger sister, as the case may be. And according to the culture of our people, when one puts a baby to sleep, it is the usual thing that the child is told some folk legend. And in this song, a short little story is embodied in which the child is told of horses that were running in the veld, and their color is described. And as it crossed a stream, one broke its back. And it is just a short little folk tale inside this folk song. It's a beautiful lullaby, "Thula Nwaname."
Oh, my God.
Song that is sung by the boys in Lesotho in particular when they come from the circumcision school. It's a highly lyrical song. It's a song of boys who've reached maturity and they feel the stage is set for them now. They can call on their father, they can call on their mother and say, I've seen a beautiful girl amongst foreign nations and it is time for me to get a girl and be a man and get married. The Moholodi is the blue crane. And this boy says, when the blue crane calls, it is an indication that it is time for me to call the one I love.
Walla Moholodi.
Walla.
Walla. Walla Moholodi.
Walla.
Walla.
Walla
Moholodi.
Walla.
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 Wedding song again from the Transkei Song of the Tossers. It is about a sledge which is drawn by oxen and it is on a particularly muddy day and this sledge skids along as it goes along. And so he asks that somebody should give him an axe so that he chops a few branches from trees that should function as brakes to this skidding sledge.
So keep it league, see Is on earth, is on the
A wedding song, the words are not very meaningful because we are told that the crab is very busy at the stream and she's busy brewing. We're not even told what she's brewing, but we take it for granted she's brewing beer. But the whole enjoyment of it is in the rhythm of it, that if one enjoys the rhythm, that's what the song is all about. It's supposed to get everybody moving.
Yeah.